This is the diary I wrote after I was inducted, all the running around I did to get ready to leave to join the WAC. Also, my basic training, I was selected to go to cryptography school. They made it sound like that was something really special. I had scored high on some of the tests and stuff. And I was sent from Fort Oglethorpe to Camp Crowder, Missouri. We learned the work, the teletype, and a lot of... And this goes up to the time that I was ready to go overseas. I was only in the Army a short time, and I was already on my way overseas. And in New Guinea, that's when I started this little newspaper. I had a real professional artist that did the cartoons, and I had printed people's poetry and letters in here. This is hilarious here, what we did. And I said, the idea popped into tent 64 long after lights out one night. We talked it over. Evelyn said we'd have to do it on our spare time, but I think we can. And so we went to sleep. In the morning, the idea was still there, and we chased it all over the base, getting permission, scrap driving, collecting all collectibles, a typewriter, and all sorts of things. Our patrons at the motor pool came through with a drawing box for our artists. They took a windshield off of a Jeep and made a box and put a light under it. We were going to have a different type of keyhole through which the readers would get a picture of what life was like in New Guinea, WAC life. And then behind the burlap, that's when the soldiers would give us stuff. Then we had Winnie of New Guinea, which was the cartoonist. There are the trips to the base censored. This had to be censored, where we sit shaking in our big shoes while this cigar-smoking, mean-looking ogre scans and scowls until something strikes him as being odd, and a smile breaks out, and his kind personality emerges through the stern veneer. He often cuts something which we happen to think is written unusually well, and that gives us a good excuse. We can say, we did have good articles, but the censor said nix, so we had to use what we had left. We were ready to mimeograph our stencils, and we're told we must supply your own ink. Where does one go for mimeograph ink? Ink is one thing that doesn't rain, even in New Guinea. We begged every office, but no luck. No ink, no ink. Yet we had a schedule, and Wacabo had to come out with or without ink. At last we went to the chaplain, and this poor scholar introduced us to a Navy lieutenant. Naturally, the Navy had ink, so we proceeded to negotiate. My boys are lonely, he said. We are in dock for only one night. Could you arrange a party? And so we did. We broke all precedents concerning spur-of-the-moment parties with special services. The girls' eyes popped open when they saw 100 sailors arriving at the rec hall carrying cases of beer, Coca-Cola, sandwiches, and even a guitar and a drum. Everyone joined in the gaiety, and when it was all over, the Navy left us 6 cans of ink. The Wacabo came out the next day. Isn't that cute?
That's wonderful.